The candidates vying to be Baltimore's next mayor are on the hunt for votes. They're knocking on doors, making phone calls, and attending forums all across the city. WYPR's John Lee has this report on what those candidates are hearing from voters.
Last Saturday, City Councilman and mayoral candidate Nick Mosby was working the Northwood neighborhood off of the Alameda in Northeast Baltimore. Sometimes he was catching someone at home.
How you doing, sir? Yes, sir. Nick Mosby. How are you doing?
And when no one answered, he wrote a note on a campaign flyer that he then stuck in the storm door.
Miss Hall, sorry I missed you.
One of the people he did find at home was Caroline Grayson. When asked what was job one for the next mayor, Grayson said she's tired of the killing. In 2015, Baltimore had its highest yearly per capita murder rate.
Get this crime out of here. There's got to be some way that we can do it.
Leroy Brown also lives in Northwood. He's an ex-felon who served time for robbery. Brown has a job at a local restaurant, but he said the next mayor needs to help other ex-felons find work.
And there's nobody who's willing to give us a job, nor training programs. There's very limited training programs for ex-felons.
Meanwhile, a couple of miles away from where Mosby was campaigning, Michelle Rayner was at Herman's Discount on Greenmount Avenue in Waverly, settling up at the cash register.
Thank you.
She said the next mayor needs to tackle both crime and jobs.
People won't have so much crime if they got jobs to pay their bills.
A little farther west in Charles Village, Sheldon Childs was working construction. Childs said better paying jobs is job one for whomever is elected mayor.
Minimum wage is not meeting the, the cost of living and the minimum wage is definitely not matching up.
At the Roland Park Bagel Company on Cold Spring Lane, candidate David Warnock was going table to table, making his pitch to voters.
We all know what we need to do in this city, better schools and jobs, and better run city government.
After Warnock moved on from schoolteacher Jim Morrison's table, Morrison said the murder rate needs to come down to get the city back on track.
They need to fix the relationship between the police and the community.
Back over at Herman's Discount in Waverly, owner Ricky Herman said the big developers are courted by the city, but he says small businesses need help too.
You know, we're not asking for any tax breaks or grants or something, but just some sort of, you know, help with like streetscape, you know, stuff to make the neighborhood more attractive, keep the crime down, stuff like that that would, you know, bring people back into the neighborhoods to shop.
Other people brought up improving mass transit, fixing the roads, helping the homeless. Candidates look for issues that resonate with voters. They're going to have a tough time with William Johnson. He was trying to catch a cab while standing at Green Mountain 33rd. Johnson doesn't plan the vote because no one who's been elected has helped him.
And whosoever gets in, and do the job that's required of him, I guess. But me personally, I don't bother with him at all.
Johnson has plenty of company. In the last mayoral primary in 2011, fewer than a quarter of registered voters cast ballots. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.